This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you're a camper, the whole tent, hiking, great outdoors kind of camper, or maybe even if you're not, you might know that a lot of the campgrounds inside National Forest on federal land aren't actually run by the Forest Service. They're run by private companies, in part because the cost of fighting wildfires has obliged the Forest Service to cut back elsewhere. From KCRW, Catherine Barnes reports.
It's Sunday morning at Rose Valley Campground in California's Los Padres National Forest near Ventura. Josh Larson and three of his friends unzip their tents and start cooking pancakes and bacon. They drove up from San Diego last night.
I've always enjoyed the federal land because it's always been cheap and easy to get to and very enjoyable and fun.
But Larson says he's seeing that change. This campsite used to cost $5 a night or $30 for an annual pass. This spring, under a private operator, the fee was raised to $20 a night with no annual option. Larson says he's used to paying that kind of money at state and national parks, but not on federal forest land.
I get paying a fee to help maintain the campground, but when you look at here, they're starting to make a profit, and it becomes less about the people's enjoyment and more towards a business.
The Forest Service began allowing private businesses to take over its campgrounds in the 1980s as a way to stretch its budget. Today, more than a third of campsites nationwide within national forests are run by private companies. Andrew Madsen from the Los Padres National Forest says that's because of budget cuts. He's watched the area's recreation budget get slashed by 50% in the last 10 years. And increasingly, the money that's left is going to fight fires.
Our wildland fire program has grown exponentially over the last 15, 20 years. And it's now to the point where it consumes roughly 70% of our annual allocated budget.
That means the Forest Service has been forced to pull resources out of other programs like campgrounds.
So we have fewer people, field-going staff, who are able to manage these sites.
Instead of shutting these campgrounds down, the Los Padres District decided to turn them over to a private campground operator called Parks Management Company. It also manages some of the most popular campgrounds in Big Sur. Gina Corrales works for the company.
We're able to make sure that the trash is picked up, the toilets are pumped, the toilets are filled with toilet paper and clean, roofs are fixed, fire rings are replaced, barbecues are replaced.
With that comes a price hike, like the $20 a night fee at Rose Valley Campground. Parks Management Company wouldn't disclose how much money it made from campgrounds in National Forest last year, but of the total amount, 10% went back to the Forest Service. To Alistair Coyne, that doesn't sound like enough. He's the director of an environmental group in Ojai called Keep Sespe Wild and has been camping in the Los Padres for decades.
We're basically seeing the public assets in terms of National Forest campgrounds being handed over to private profit-making organizations for private profit.
But when camper Josh Larson hears the other option is closing these campgrounds altogether, he becomes less worried about price and more concerned with accessibility.
I would rather them be open with a higher price, even though it'd be kind of a bummer, than it could be shut down. Because the last thing I want is for more nature stuff to be shut down.
The Forest Service will likely face more financial cuts under the Trump administration. The president's proposed budget would slash the agency's funding by 15%, potentially opening the door for more private companies to step in and fill the gap. In Ventura, California, I'm Catherine Barnes for Marketplace.